Let's shift a focus over to the impact of the economic sanctions that have been imposed by the West with Christine McDaniel, Mercatus Center Senior Research Fellow, also a former Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Treasury Department. Christine, thanks so much for hopping on the show this afternoon. You know, there have just been so many moving parts over the past few days with regards to what the West has done to Russia. And I guess the latest has been a focus on the SWIFT network, that financial messaging network that apparently the EU wants to ban 7 banks from. A lot of people were saying this might be the nuclear option here. What do you think is the impact of severing Russia from the international banking system?
Yeah, so I just was listening to Megan talk about how geopolitics, political events can be short-lived, and that's true. But, you know, investors don't forget the capital controls. And, you know, yesterday we saw Moscow put a hold on any foreigners taking assets out of Russia, and we'll see how long that lasts. But, you know, even after trying to look beyond de-escalation, which I know is hard to do right now, but at that time, you know, investors won't forget that. So, you know, any exposure to Russia or exposure to actors that have exposure to Russia, and you can go out, you know, several derivatives, you know, that's going to be on everyone's minds looking way out. And as you said, you know, the EU is considering excluding 7 more Russian banks from SWIFT, sort of like the Gmail of global banking. So far, that it looks like they're going to be sparing the Russian gas giant Gazprom. We'll see how long that lasts. A lot of this is a question of, you know, the more pain the West can endure, the more effective we can, our sanctions will be. So that's a big question right now for the EU, the UK, the US, and others. But the fact that they're tightly coordinating, I mean, we've seen more happen on the EU transatlantic security front in the past few days than we've seen in the past 30 years. And with Germany just announcing that they're going to be increasing their military spending to over 2% of GDP. I mean, it hasn't been there since 1991. So mm-hmm. It does look like a shift in geopolitics for the long term.
Yeah. Christine, I guess one question is that we've already seen the pain on the Russian economy when you take a look at their central bank ratcheting interest rates up from 9.5% to 20%. But do you feel like this is just the beginning? Because now there's people saying, well, you know, the sanctions are going to be harsh enough where it could honestly put one of those massive lenders, be it a VTB or a Sberbank, completely underwater.
We'll see. I mean, there's so many moving parts right now. You know, I think of the Russian economy, also just the everyday Russian people, right? And so, you know, the ruble is in a free fall. They're experiencing increased interest rates, went from 9.5% to 20%. And then they're cut off, many of them are cut off from the SWIFT banking system. So everyday Russians are, you know, finding that they're not able to go online and buy things with their credit cards anymore, or they're not able to book airline tickets, you know, with not only banking restrictions, but also airspace restrictions. They're, it's going to be expensive to pay back any credit card debt they have. I mean, all those things, you know, build on each other, and, you know, and with the Russian economy in a spiral downward, it's going to have an impact, you know, on everyday Russians there. Then the question is for the oligarchs, you know, how long will that list go? We're hearing reports that perhaps some of the elites are being offered safe havens if they were to completely, you know, denounce their Russian ties. Basically, it's sort of like a last minute, you know, lifeboat before. If those reports are true, then that is consistent with the thinking that they will go for the, you know, for the 100% wall around Russia on the capital front, because they wouldn't throw these guys a lifeline unless they were willing to do that.
Now, I guess there's no questioning here that the West is trying to be as punitive as possible here, but there is kind of a limit, if you will, where there could be a financial stability concern. It seems like some people, we had Barry Bannister on the show earlier saying the L word, saying Lehman could be a moment if one of these Russian institutions goes under. I mean, do you see any sort of risk about if we do follow through on making the Russian economy collapse, that there could be spillover effects that could trigger the next global financial crisis?
Well, there's no doubt there will be spillover effects. The magnitude is a big question mark, right? I would imagine that people are rapidly reallocating their portfolios, you know, as we speak, in anticipation of that possibility. There's so much uncertainty right now, but the big question marks do tend to favor that we'll be seeing, you know, more sanctions, which means anyone exposed to Russia, you know, out to the fourth derivative, if you will, you know, could be in a real tight spot. And then, you know, is there any big pillar that is so exposed that if that falls, is it going to take the whole system down? And I'm sure that is what you know, the central banks are around the world are discussing right now.
All right. Well, that was Christine McDaniel, Mercatus Center Senior Research Fellow. Thanks so much for breaking all of that down for us.